Again, Christians, we of all people should be thankful. We have so much to be thankful for. William Law, who was a minister in the Church of England, once said these words. He said, "The greatest saint in the world is not he who prays most or fasts most. It is not he who gives alms or is most eminent for temperance, chastity, or justice. The greatest saint is the one who is most thankful." Praise God. Henry Ward Beecher, famous American preacher, once stated, "The unthankful heart discovers no mercies, but the thankful heart will find in every hour some heavenly blessings." Every hour. The Christian should have a thankful spirit at all times. At all times. And tonight, I'm going to preach a short sermon. You can be thankful. There's something always to be thankful for. But I want just two verses tonight from God's Word. Now, I could preach a long time on two verses, but we're going to make it short. But 1 Thessalonians 5:18, and y'all know it. "In everything, give thanks, for this is God's will concerning you in Christ Jesus." And then one other verse we want to look at tonight, and that's Ephesians 5:20. And that reads, "Always giving thanks for all things in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to God, even the Father." First, 1 Thessalonians 5:18. In that verse, we see that our thanksgiving should not be conditioned on circumstances. The text says, in everything, in every time of blessing, and in every time of trial, in the good times, in the bad times, we are to remain thankful. And there's always, always things to be thankful for. You know what? If we're saved, our names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We have been forgiven. Salvation is finished, final, and forever. And we can say, "Thank you, Lord, for that." And if we are only take the time to think, there's always a multitude of things to be thankful for. The last few weeks, well, actually, a few months, every morning, I've been starting out every morning and just thanking God for His blessings in my life. And I just want you to know, I have felt, and I still feel, overwhelmed with how much He's blessed me. And I think, why me, Lord? Why have You blessed me so much? But I just start thinking of what He's done for me. The fact, again, and it's been mentioned, that He saved us. That He's forgiven every one of our sins. Every one of our sins. That now there's no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. That He's given us His Word. That He's given us His Holy Spirit. He's given us every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ. And everything pertaining to life and godliness. He's given us every physical blessing, every spiritual blessing, every emotional blessing, every family blessing comes from the Lord. And daily He loads us with His benefits. And I've just been feeling overwhelmed in how much He's blessed my life. And you know, if you think, you can be thankful. And having a grateful spirit is God's will. It's God's will for us. We are commanded in Scripture, be thankful, be thankful. It's God's will, listen, look at me, for you to be thankful and for me to be thankful. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Ephesians 5:20. Always giving thanks for all things in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to God, even the Father. That is so packed with spiritual truth. If we look at the context of that verse, we see that this always, doesn't say sometimes, but this always giving thanks is actually a fruit of being filled with the Holy Spirit of God. Ephesians 5:18, and you know it. Do not get drunk with wine, wherein is dissipation or debauchery, but keep on being filled with the Holy Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns, spiritual songs, making melody in your hearts to the Lord, always giving thanks for all things. And you know as well as I do, at least, and I know you know this too, it's not natural to give thanks when things are going bad. My flesh wants to grumble. My flesh wants to complain. When they're not going my way. But when we're filled with His Holy Spirit, when the Spirit of the living God is filling our hearts and controlling us, then we can always give thanks, not for some things, but for all things. Think about that. Not just for the good things, but for the bad things. And we do it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus is Lord. That means what? He's in control. Psalm 103:19 says, Thou hast established thy throne in the heavens. Thy sovereignty rules over all. And what that means to us is that God is in control of all things that come into our lives. Everything. The good things and the bad things. And we know that God is able to make all things work together for good for those who love Him and are called according to His purpose. For whom He foreknew, He also predestinated to become conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brethren. Do you see that? See, God is in control of everything. And whatever comes into my life, He wants to use that to do what? To make me more like Jesus. Now, He does that with good things, but He does that with hard things. Hard times, trials, family difficulties, tick bites. He can do it with anything. He wants to use all these things. That's why we can say, this is hard, God. Thank you. Thank you. In fact, a couple days ago, when I was in my quiet time in the morning, I just went back through my life. And just like you, you have hard times in your life. And I went back. There's so many blessings in my life to be thankful for. But I went back through my life and said, Lord, thank you for that tick bite. Lord, thank you for that trial you brought into my life that really hurt me. Because I know, God, that you love me. And I know that everything that comes into my life is part of your plan to make me more like your Son. And we give thanks in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to who? To God. Even the Father. We have a Father in heaven that loves us. And everything that comes into our life passes through the hands of Jesus and a loving Heavenly Father. And so, you know what? In everything, and always thanking God, always giving thanks for all things, because we know that he loves us with a never-ending, infinite, unconditional love. And therefore, if he lets something come into my life or into your life, it's for our ultimate good. And we can say, thank you, God. So, there's the two verses. Now, what I'd like to do is give you some examples of this, how this all works out from great Christians' lives. And in fact, the first one I want to give you an example of is one of my favorite theologians, Snoopy, of the Peanuts comic strip. Snoopy is getting dog food for his Thanksgiving dinner, and he is aware that everyone else in the family is going to be inside having turkey. And he meditates and he talks to himself saying, how about that? How about that? Everyone's eating turkey today, but just because I'm a dog, I get dog food. He trots away and he positions himself on the top of his doghouse. And he talks again, just because I'm a dog, just because I'm a dog, it's not fair. Then the next slide, Snoopy says this, of course, maybe I should be thankful. I could have been born a turkey. You know, there's always something to be thankful for. In everything, give thanks. Now to some real lives, okay? I see this in the Apostle Paul's life. The one who wrote these commands to be thankful modeled a life of thanksgiving. No matter where he was always thankful. When he was beat in Philippi and thrown into prison with his companion Silas, he and Silas were praying and singing hymns of praise to God at midnight. And God rocked the jail. And the Philippian jailer and his whole household got saved. But he's thanking God. I've been reading through over and over the prison epistles, Ephesians and Philippians and Colossians. And those epistles are full of thanksgiving. And he's in prison. That's where he was when he wrote that we should always giving thanks for all things. In Philippians, he starts out in Philippians 1:3, I thank God in my every remembrance of you. In Colossians, he says, let the peace of Christ dwell in your hearts to which you were called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with thankfulness in your hearts. Be devoted to prayer. Be devoted to prayer. And with an attitude of thanksgiving. And again, this is the Apostle Paul. And he's in jail. So he's just not, when he said, always being thankful for all things, he's not trafficking in unlived truth. You know, sometimes preachers traffic in unlived truth. They preach a good sermon, but they're not living it in their life. Not the Apostle Paul. When he said, always being thankful for all things, he modeled it in his life. So we have his example. Let me give you another example. It's a man named Ralph Gaither. He wrote this. Listen to what he wrote. I thank thee, Lord, for blessings big and small, for spring's warm glow and songbird's welcome call, for autumn hue and winter's white snow shawl. I thank thee for the harvest rich with grain, for tall trees and quiet shadowed lane, for rushing stream, for birds that love to fly, my country's land and mountains and the plain. I thank thee for each sunset in the sky, for sleepy nights, the bed in which I lie, a life of truth and peace, a woman's hand, her hand in mine until the day I die. I thank thee, Lord, for all these things above, but most of all, I thank thee for your love. When he wrote that poem, he was a POW in a North Vietnam prison camp. In everything, give thanks. Matthew Henry. Some of you know of Matthew Henry. You have his commentaries. And if you've ever read his commentaries, they're quite detailed. And you can get a little sleepy reading through some of his commentaries, but they're pretty practical too. But Matthew Henry was once robbed, and he wrote about it afterwards in his diary. And this is what he wrote. Let me be thankful first because I was never robbed before. Second, because although they took my purse, they did not take my life. Third, because although they took my all, they didn't get much. And fourth, because it was I who was robbed and not I who robbed. In everything, give thanks. Even thanking God when he was robbed. There's always things to be thankful for. Another man, Henry Frost, served for many years as a missionary to China. Missionary to China. In his journal, he wrote of a very difficult time in his life. He says, I had received sad news from home, and deep shadows had covered my soul. I prayed, but the darkness did not vanish. I summoned myself to endure, but the darkness only deepened. Then I went to an inland station, and I saw on the wall of the mission home these words, try thanksgiving. I did, and in a moment, every shadow was gone, not to return. In everything, give thanks. Tell you, when you give thanks, I'll tell you what, it can make things change in your life, make your attitude change toward life. Hannah R. Riggins. In her girlhood in Australia, she suffered a serious and baffling bone disease. As the ailment progressed, she lost the use of her legs, and finally they had to be amputated. Bedridden for more than 50 years, she endured intense suffering, yet bore it with Christian patience. In fact, her life was a benediction to all who came in contact with her. Being well established in the faith, she abounded with thanksgiving and showed to everyone that a believer can be happy even in the most depressing and painful circumstances. In her book, Cloud and Sunshine, written when she was 77 years old, she said, I long for all to prove as I do that with our loving Savior's help, it is possible to be happy under the very trying circumstances. She learned to rejoice in the Lord, and she called her sick room Thanksgiving Corner. Everybody that came to see her felt just a spirit of joy and thanksgiving in her bedroom. As people visited her, they sensed God's presence in a special way and always left uplifted and blessed. In everything, give thanks. I'm going to challenge you. I heard a lot of blessings tonight. And man, we are blessed. And we should be thankful. We are. But what I want to challenge you. This Thanksgiving, would you in faith go back through your life? There's been some, I'm going to tell you something about you. There's been some hard times in your life. Boy, am I a prophet or what? Some of you are going through some tough times right now. Will you in faith thank the Lord? Will you thank him for the thorn? the tick bite, the trials, because he's working in your life to make you more like Jesus. May we here Thankful Faith Bible Fellowship, that may we here at Faith Bible Fellowship in everything give thanks, because that's God's will for us in Christ Jesus.